One way that people have accounted for the rules and laws we have in the Bible is called divine command theory, and it simply goes like this, that you know, what is right and wrong stems ultimately from God's command. Now, this is a dilemma which has gone, it goes all the way back to the Greeks, where in Plato you have a discussion of, are things good because the gods say they're good, or are they good anyway? And of course, if you say that things are good because the gods say they're good, then the problem is, you could say, well, ultimately, good and evil are just arbitrary. You know, couldn't God declare good evil, and who's to say he's right? On the other hand, if you say that God has to declare something good and evil, then there's some constraint on God. And so this has sometimes been used as an objection to Christian morality. I think the best way to account for it is to say no. When God talks about what is good and evil, it's not arbitrary. It in fact flows from his character, that his character is not undefined. And then there are some things which God could command you to do which would be moral if he commanded you to do them and not if he didn't. Now, of course, people could say, well, that gives you a license for anything. I mean, couldn't he command you, you know, to lie? I don't think God could command you to lie. The Bible says that God cannot lie. It's against his character to lie. Nevertheless, there are things that he could command you to do, such as the command he gave to Abraham, which would have been immoral had he not commanded them. Now, of course, people say, you know, so, you know, God can command people to kill people. And there you have to say, this is a really small footnote we're dealing with in very extreme possibilities. But you remember that terrible day, 9/11, when there were executive orders from the president of the US that jets could be scrambled and could shoot down planes which were straying off their area, which would have contained innocent people. And most people would have judged that those executive commands were not necessarily wrong. Whether you think they were right, they were not necessarily wrong. We would have a great debate had anything like that gone ahead. Well, there's a situation, a very extreme situation, in which with proper authority, someone might be authorized to do an action which means taking innocent life. Now, this is the sort of stuff you get in an ethics class. It's not the stuff for deciding what you do on the street. You know, these sort of situations are so rare. And what I'd want to say is, yes, God might command someone to do something like that, but all of this is constrained by God's character. God reveals himself in the Bible as a God who gives life, a God who gives of himself, a God who cares. This is the context. So I think it's very different if you think of someone who you've never met before, someone very strange, and they ask you to do something odd, and then someone you know and trust and have learned to trust over decades, and they ask you to do something odd. Sometimes for that second person, you would do something odd. The person you've never met before, you wouldn't. And it's the same with God. God shows himself to be trustworthy. It's only in the context of showing himself to be trustworthy that some of these commands are given.